Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Wow, what a difference a day makes. Here in the Deep South, it is in the 50s. Can you believe it? And this is April. We should be almost in the 90s every day. It's great to have that nice little breeze come through and just clear everything out. So today we're going to be talking about hypnosis. Wouldn't you love to clear out a lot of those little blocks that you have and say, you know, that one doesn't bother me anymore. That doesn't have control over my life anymore. Or maybe I can get unstuck. It'd be great if it was really as easy as just sitting down saying, let it just rain outside and the next day will be great. Well, my guest today is Cindy Parker, and she is a hypnotist, and she says, yes, potentially it is as easy as that. Be able to clear out all of those blocks, and your life will be what you wish. So welcome to the show, Cindy. It's a pleasure to have you with us. I guess you're getting the weather now, right?
It's beginning to get a little messy out here, but yeah, I don't mind a little rain here and there. It helps calm things down outside. I appreciate you having me on your show today. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. And don't you think that hypnosis, we always like to say, what is it? It is as easy and as effective as many people are saying. So today I think we'll start right at the beginning. How did you even start getting into hypnosis, or when did you even decide that it was something that you wanted to pursue in your life?
Actually, I started just by accident. I was in high school, and I was reading a book about it. I thought, this is really neat. So I was at my girlfriend's home. We were 16, 17, and in her bedroom, and I was reading, and we practiced. I'm like, okay, it says you just close your eyes, and you count backwards, and I just take your shoulders. I'm very short. She was tall. And next thing I know, luckily there was a bed behind her. She literally just went into trance and fell on the bed. And I was shocked. Yeah, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this works. This is so cool. I better know more before I ever do this again. So I started studying it, reading it, and finding anything I could about it. And that was back just in high school. And right out of high school, because I learned a lot about nutrition and about hypnosis, I got hired by a company called Weight and Tension Reducers, which was a hypnotic weight loss and stress reduction center. And it was all automated. I didn't have to really do much. It was actually a great idea. And I would talk about nutrition for weight loss, and people would write down their issue for the week and hand it to me, and they'd sit in Lazy Boy chairs, and I'd go in the next room, and I'd put in a tape, and it would put them into trance state, I call it. And then I would cut in and give suggestions to each one of them to help them that week with their issues. And it was just amazing, the responses and the results people were getting. And I stayed with them until they closed it one day. And so I started doing hypnosis very young. And then
wow.
I kind of used it in and out of, yeah, I used it in and out of my life at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized after my first child was born, I did Lamaze, and I found it excruciatingly painful. And I was never having another child as long as I lived. And I found out I was pregnant 6 years later, and I didn't know how it was going to come out of me. So I was panicked. And I read a book about natural childbirth, and it was about how animals go in the closet, and they close their eyes, and they relax, and they concentrate on their body, and they work with their body, and they use their mind to calm down. And I was like, wait, this is hypnosis. And I loved it so much, I ended up doing my own hypnobirthing, and there was no such thing as hypnobirthing really back then. And so I ended up making my own hypnobirthing profession, And I worked with women for 15 years, and I helped them give birth without any medication. So I've been doing this in all different realms for a long, long time. And after that, I decided to study more and more and more. And I've done just about everything you can do. I'm pretty much a master hypnotist. I even learned how to do stage hypnosis. I've done stage shows all over the country. The problem with stage shows is people don't believe that they're real, and then it scares them that you're controlling people's minds, which is totally not true. So it kind of takes away from the therapy aspect for people. They get scared, you're going to control me. But if you think about the people that volunteer, it's people that want to have fun. They want to get on stage. They would probably act that way without a hypnotist. So it's not about control at all. But that is what kept hypnosis going back in the days when they would say, oh, hypnosis is mind control. We can't do it anymore. So they weren't using it for therapy. And now it was brought back because of the stage. So it actually helped hypnotherapists in the end by having stage hypnotists out there working it.
Well, let's go back to when you were saying about, putting the tapes in the rooms with the chairs and everything and the people. I remember that. I mean, it was 1990s, and I was in Phoenix, Arizona, living at the time. And you could buy this package where they had these big movie theater chairs, and you go into this, like, egg-shaped type, like, cocoon chair, like, sort of like just to keep you away from all the other stimuli and everything. You go in, you put on the headphones, they plug in the tape, and that was great. And it was like, really, you know? And I can say it was an interesting adventure, but I can say that at the time I did not have the wherewithal. I was in the middle of medical school, and it was like, there was no way. You're going to shut off my mind, and I'm going to think about this stuff? No way, no how, not going to happen. My mind was on a freight train on steroids. There was just no way. So I really didn't get the benefit of that at that time, but it was so funny you say about saying about that, because a lot of people, they would have 20 to 25 people in that same room at the same time doing this. And you think about it, you know, a lot of people are exposed to hypnosis, but they also wonder, am I really under hypnosis or not? Because there's so many people, like, you just can't shut off your mind. I mean, I even got, someone had mailed me a supplement now that they want you to start taking when you are meditating so that train wreck will just be quiet. And I'm like, really?
Well, the train wreck is... The train wreck is your conscious mind. When I hypnotize people in my office, I tell them ahead of time, you're going to be thinking, I'm not hypnotized, she doesn't know what she's doing, I don't know if this is going to work. That's your conscious mind and negative talk, and that's what makes you not change your habits, because you're always talking negative to yourself. But it doesn't matter if that's happening. If at the same time you're completely relaxed physically and you're having a session that is saying to you at the same time that your conscious mind is doing that, it's saying to you, you know, the habits that you're going to change, and you're going to stay relaxed, and it's going to happen. Even if you're not hearing it or going in and out, you hear every word. It doesn't matter. It's still working because your subconscious mind is always listening, always. So it's like having two separate brains. So you can still have the effects. You can still have the change, even though you're questioning it, you're wondering, you're thinking it's not working. It doesn't matter. I have phenomenal results in my office because I explain that ahead of time so that when it's happening, they can just let it go.
So
even
if I'm sitting in there in my little cocoon with those earphones on and I'm mentally making notes of what I need to remember for my next test on my hand, that's when it doesn't work.
I was
not
paying
attention.
You have to be in a relaxed state.
Yes.
You can't be moving around doing something. But if you lay there and relax and you breathe and you relax every muscle and you get completely in the state, it's like right before sleep is when you're in trance. It's a natural state. You're in it every day. Everybody goes in and out of hypnosis. They just don't call it that. If we just called it different names, people would believe in it. But because we call it hypnosis, and in the old days they made hypnosis a mind control scary thing in the movies, people are afraid of it. It is so phenomenal. It is a way of changing anything you want in your life. I have people that have smoked, and they swear they tried everything, and they're never going to be able to quit in one session.
Right.
And they walk out non-smokers in one session. Hypnosis is 90.6% successful. 90.6. Nothing else comes close, but it's not advertised. It's not on billboards. No one talks about it except people that know someone that had it happen. And a lot, if you go into a room of people and ask, has anyone stopped smoking through hypnosis, there will be people that raise their hand, and no one realizes how many people actually use it. But because no one makes money, pharmaceutical companies don't make money, and the doctors don't make money, it is not ever going to be advertised.
Right.
So the nicotine patch, the gum, everything else has a Chantix with horrible side effects, only has a 16 to 18% success rate. It's not even close.
So there's a lot of people who will say, and I know these are not the same thing, but they, in some people's minds, they compare them, the process, to be similar, not the same, but similar. Some people will say meditation. They'll say, I can't sit, I can't think and let that go, or I'm really good at meditation, and why do I need that? So can you just share a little of your thoughts on meditation, what it is, and how it compares or contrasts to hypnosis? Because a lot of people think in hypnosis you might have more power, and they think in meditation they have more power. So that's kind of a myth that's out there, and that there is a lot of talk about what is the comparison of them.
Okay. For me, my way of explaining is it's first cousins. Meditation is the first cousin of hypnosis. They're awesome. Meditation is awesome. What you're doing, though, is relaxing and trying to clear your mind. Hypnosis, you're relaxing and you're putting in positive suggestions. So that is the main difference. Otherwise, it's very similar. You lay there, you relax all the muscles, you breathe. Breathing is the key to relaxation. Relaxation is the key to hypnosis. Meditation, usually you're sitting up. With hypnosis, you want to be laying down. You're literally at the stage right before sleep. And when you put in positive suggestions, your subconscious mind takes it at that point. It's as if there's a guard during the day when you're in the awake state, like a guard between the two brains. And it doesn't always take the suggestions. The guard kind of stops it. But in that state, the guard sits down. He's still listening. He still hears everything, and he's still protecting you, so you're not getting any information that you're against your morals or your beliefs. But when it makes sense and it's good for you, it goes over his head into the subconscious and helps you make the changes you want to make. It can help you in so many ways. One thing I like to, really important to me, I'm writing a book on this, is when you're born, you only have a subconscious mind. You don't have a conscious. The conscious is analytical. It's rational. It compares. It judges. The subconscious is just a recording device, like a big computer. It just takes everything in. Every second of your life is in there. So from the time you're born, the empty slate, you're learning how to talk, how to walk. You're given your belief system by your parents, by your neighbors, by your teachers, by your siblings. You don't know any better. It's told to you. So you're told you're smart, you're wonderful, you could be anything you want to be, you're so amazing and loved. So around 8 to 10 years old, you now have a conscious mind. So it compares what you're being told to what's now in that subconscious. So if you go to school and the teacher says, you know, this is terrible work. If you don't work harder, you're never going to be anything. The guard stands up between the two brains now and he goes, hold it, I'm not letting that in the subconscious. I already know I'm wonderful. I can be anything. I'm loved. I was told this for all these years. So you're wrong. And the opposite happens. If you were brought up and you were told you're just like your father, an alcoholic, you're never going to be any better. If you're told that you're not perfect, nothing you do is good enough. If you're told, you know, these terrible messages, then it becomes your belief system. It's not the truth. It's just put into your mind. It's the suggestions that were given to you for year after year. So then you go to school and the teacher says, you know, this work is amazing. You keep up this, you can go to any college you want. That guard stands up and puts his hand up and he goes, that's not going to my subconscious. I have this teacher fooled. She doesn't know the real me. I'm never going to be anything. I might be an alcoholic. Just like, so can you see how the mind works in such a way?
Oh, yeah.
So what happens in hypnosis is you can go back into that subconscious that was told these messages and you can change them. Can absolutely change the message and believe in yourself and realize that that was just put in there and now you know better and it can change your life. And that's the same with money. If you're told, you know, we were broke our whole life, and you'll never make money. It's too hard, and people that have money are mean, and they don't give. And whatever the messages you've got can be what's stopping you from making money now, even though you don't know it, because it's just running in the background of your mind.
And people do have a lot of those tapes in their mind, and they just seem to always be there. Whether or not they're paying attention to them or not, they are there. You know, sometimes people would say to me, well, I really, you know, let's say about not having money for food or to buy good food. A lot of people say to me, I really can't afford organic food. I just can't do it. And really, if you look back at it, they potentially might have had issues when they were growing up about having good food to eat or having enough. And the idea of not having enough was what was riding over in their mind. And and if you noticed it, it was showing up in other parts of their life, too. They just did not recognize that, you know, and it was just
life.
That idea.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That idea becomes your message. You don't even know it. You don't even know why you behave that way. You just go into the store and I can't afford this, it's too expensive. You don't realize you're throwing away because it rots. The other food that you got on sale that isn't good for you, you don't know. You know what I mean? It is the messages right. that are in your brain. And with hypnosis and self-hypnosis, you can do it for yourself. Every day you can do it and wake up happy and feel good every day because you're putting in the positive messages. Another thing I tell people is stop watching the news. Turn the television off.
Yeah.
And there's so much negative, and it's over and over. They repeat the stories over and over. That's what it takes to go into the subconscious, repetitiveness. So here you listen to the same thing over and over, and then you think it's a horrible world, and you think they're, you know, all these terrible things. But the people that are happy are the people that empower themselves with laughter and happiness and good stories, and they look for the wonder and the wonderful things in life, and they smell the roses. Because, yeah, there is bad, but there's good. There's greatness. So you pick which one you want to listen to and how you want to be.
You know, we live in New Orleans, and already they've already started about hurricane season. And the people here are just attuned to that. And since we've been in so many, I think what we have done in the past several years is we just don't listen to the weather anymore. And I mean, not at all. It's like, what's the difference? You know, the sun will be up
or
the clouds will be there. What's the difference? But even to be prepared, what's the point? You know it's going to be over 70 degrees and whatever. You've got an umbrella in your car. What else are you going to need? You know, it's not like... It's not like it's going to be icy today and you shouldn't go out, or it's not going to be like tomorrow it's going to just be some other devastating thing that you may have to stay where you are, whatever. You just get up, you go out, and you do about your business. And so many people have really gotten into, you know, these numbers. And I think really media and TV really are the bane of somebody's existence. I mean, you know, I can remember growing up in the 50s and 60s. Let me tell you, there was... If you did not know if a storm was coming until it was over your head, and then it was like, oh, a storm's over my head, let's go inside. Yeah.
Right.
And it's
you were
like,
out playing all day.
Right. And the drama that is created, you know, they say, oh, well, there's loss of life, so we have to create the drama. Well, that is true. It's still, but some people do have instincts, and they do have, you know, a gut idea. Something's not right, and to go take care of themselves, you know, or go inside or go into their shelters if they live in those areas. But, you know, it can really, really rob you of your day-to-day existence, you know?
Yeah. I mean, well, we have hurricanes here. But as long as you're prepared, you know if one is coming, you have the water, have whatever, and then don't chase the storm. I mean, you know, these people that chase them and stuff in bad situations, you know, just be smart. But you can also say, okay, I'm not going to be afraid. You talk to yourself the night before when you're falling asleep. You're giving yourself suggestions while you're in that you're in a hypnotic state, right? When you're laying in bed and the blanket's over, your head's all down in that pillow and your eyes are closed and you're not asleep but you don't want to open your eyes, you are in a hypnotic state right then. That's when you give yourself suggestions. That's when you say, tomorrow, whether it's raining or not, I'm going to feel great. I'm going to be in a good mood. I'm actually going to get stuff done that I've had around the house that I keep putting off. I'm not going to procrastinate tomorrow. I'm going to go for it. You give yourself these messages, and then you drift off, and you'll wonder because it's so subtle. Hypnosis is very subtle when you're doing self-hypnosis. You wake up and you'll get things done, and you'll be in a good mood, and you'll say, wow, I don't even know why, because you don't remember you gave yourself some suggestions, because you can't even believe it's that easy to help yourself. And it is that easy to help yourself. You know, 90% of the doctor visits are stress-related. Where do we get the stress? In our own minds. Because somebody who handles one thing can handle the same thing you do, but they're stressed out. They cause it. They're the ones carrying it over in their mind, negative over and over and over, negative over and over and over. That causes stress on the body, on the mind. It makes you sick. And people believe they can make themselves sick with their thoughts, but they don't believe they can make themselves well. You absolutely can. It's the same thoughts. When you think happy, wonderful thoughts, you're setting off endorphins, your cells are getting more oxygen, you feel good in your body. Your subconscious mind runs your autonomic system. It runs your heart rate. It runs your blood pressure. It runs your hormones. It runs everything. And that's where hypnosis is, in the subconscious mind. That's where your thoughts are. It all works together. So you can make yourself healthy. You can make yourself thin. You can make yourself wealthy. You know, reality is plastic. It's what you make it by the messages you put in your head.
And, you know, let's talk about your MP3s, because I have used many hypnosis tapes in the past. I've had some that were subliminal, where the music was louder and you would barely hear the sound. And in yours, it's the opposite. You hear you and this slight sense of music sound in the background. But you're actually giving an intention. Can you tell us a little bit about your MP3s and how you make them?
Well, I made them in the studio. It is self-hypnosis. So what is great about them is if you listen enough, you learn how to do it for yourself. So you can do it anytime you need to. You could do it in a dentist's office if you're afraid. You could do it if you're going on a plane. But I've made them for fear of flying. I've made them for smoking to quit. I've made it for weight loss. I have a whole weight loss program I wrote. It has 7 MP3s, one MP3 that is for anytime. It's not self-hypnosis. And it has the e-book on exactly what to eat and what to take. And this whole program, I'm having phenomenal results because it's so subtle. It takes 21 days to change a habit. If you listen to any of my MP3s, 21 days in a row, it will change the old habit that you used to have. So that includes smoking. That includes weight loss. The weight loss program has different ways to hit. You know, smoking, you never have to smoke again. Eating, you have to do every day for the rest of your life. So every program I have is different, but the weight loss program has one for no more carbs, one to remember to exercise every day, one to feel full sooner. So the MP3s help you with the problems that you have to change the habit in your mind. If you go to a hypnotist for hypnotherapy, it usually takes one session, and for most things, not weight loss, again, because you have to eat every day. But in one session, you can change an old habit. There's something else that's called regression therapy that's phenomenal. If anybody needs to look at their past and let go of some stuff, forgiveness, and move on, amazing, they should look for a hypnotherapist, because hypnotherapy, you can change your behavior and your life in sessions instead of years. Talk therapy, you're using your conscious mind. You don't even know why you behave a certain way. How can you fix it? Hypnotherapy, your mind takes you right to that place that the issue started, because your subconscious mind never forgets anything. Back to my MP3s. I have them on my website. You can go on my website, which is hypnosisjustworks.com. You can email me at Cindy@hypnosisjustworks.com, or you can call me. I have an 888 number, which is 888-99-BE-HAPPY, and I have a cell phone. Any way you want to contact me, I'd be more than happy to help you get a session or an MP3 or anything else, the weight loss program, or anything else that you want. Again, you have to do 21 days.
You have to do 21 days?
In a row, yes. If it's self-hypnosis, it takes 21 days to change a habit, because the habits are kept in the subconscious.
So when you get the MP3, you just do one at a time. You don't have mixed messages, correct? You just stick with one for 20 days?
Well, for the weight loss, different. The other ones, yes. There's a stress one. There's smoking one.
Uh-huh.
There's pregnancy one. I have all different ones. Right. You can look them up on the website. But, yes, you should listen at least 21 days to one thing. for the weight loss program, my book tells you which ones to listen to when. They kind of move them around, but still over time you have to listen regularly. And what it's so, again, it's so subtle, you don't realize how good it's working until you look back. For weight loss, people are like, oh, I listened to it, so I didn't listen this week. Oh, I gained 2 pounds. Don't stop listening. Listen all the time. You won't gain 2 pounds. You'll keep losing. So it's very important to stick with it. And after a while, you can put a hot fudge sundae in front of somebody and they won't touch it. It's amazing. So you can change your life. But for the wealth and prosperity, 21 days in a row. Smoking, 21 days in a row. So your subconscious learns by repetitiveness, which I mentioned before. You repeat, 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 and then it gets it. So the habits you have were repeated by your family, by your loved ones, by your neighbors. It was repeated, and then you got it. So to go in and change it, you have to take 21 days to change that habit.
So when you're listening to it, do you consciously have to listen to every single word that you are saying? In other words, there's been times, you know, when people are doing it, they'll say, well, I'm kind of hearing it, but I think I might have fallen asleep or I missed a word or two she said.
Exactly. That's hypnosis. You really usually don't hear every word. You can. It depends what level you're in. In any level of hypnosis, light, medium, or heavy, whatever state you're in, you still get the same information into your mind. So if usually what it feels like is you're listening to it, but then you're drifting off and you're coming back, and then you're daydreaming, and then you hear the voice, you come back again. That's hypnosis. It's working beautifully.
Okay.
If you fall asleep, and at the end it says you can open your eyes at the count of five or turn this off, and you hear that, you're in trance. You have heard it. Your mind got it. But you can be given messages while you're sound asleep. Somebody can get next. Have you ever been asleep and the TV's on and you have nightmares and you wake up and it's like fighting and your subconscious is picking it up? You should be very careful about what you listen to when you go to sleep. If you have a paid program on, you might wake up and buy something.
A lot of people, they have their TV on at night, and they have it on all through the night. And they'll say, I'm falling asleep, and I'm hearing bits and pieces out of it. So I'm coming in and out of my sleep while that's on.
And that's terrible, because you're not in control of what you're listening to. So your brain is picking it up. If it's fighting and talking about murders that happen, you can wake up in a terrible mood. You could, you know, it's not good. You should be careful of what's going into the subconscious. It picks up, you know, consciously you look at the room, you see something ahead of you, or you drive, you see the car in front of you. Subconsciously, it sees everything around you. That's why you can even do forensic hypnosis, hypnotize people that were in an accident or at a crime scene. They don't remember you. In hypnosis, they do, because that recorder, that subconscious mind is a video recorder. It saw everything. It even sees license plate numbers, but you're not thinking about it consciously. We use 5% of our brain. 95% is the subconscious, the unconscious. So it's so powerful that it has no limits, but we limit ourselves. And when you tap into being able to not limit yourself, amazing things can happen.
So what are
it helps
heal.
Yeah,
what are the limitations on it? Are there, like, people that are really sick or are they near end of life, they might not use it? Or what about kids? What about people that have some mental health challenges, people that are on medications? What are all the – are any of these people limited to be able to do this?
To be able to, yes, you have to be able to focus and concentrate. You have to be able to. So if you're like psychotic and you hear voices, you might not be able to go into trance. Children are automatically in hypnosis. And like I had said, until you're 8 to 10, you only have a subconscious. So you are so easily worked with subconsciously in a hypnotic way. We give children their belief system. You don't have to believe in it for it to work. Everyone else can be hypnotized, has been hypnotized. How many people drive their car, get home, and say, "How did I don't even remember stopping at the red light or turning off that exit?" You're in trance. How did I get there? Your subconscious took you there. It knows, because you did it over and over. When you're reading a book and you're so involved, you're picturing it in your mind. Somebody calls your name, you don't hear them. You're in a trance. there's so many times you're in trance and people don't understand. They think hypnosis, because the word hypno means sleep, they think you're asleep. You have to be unconscious. You don't even know what's going on around you. And that's not it at all. You totally know what's going on almost all the time. Sometimes you drift off and come back, but you clearly know what you're doing. You are never unconscious and somebody's controlling your mind. You can open your eyes and walk out of the chair at the hypnotherapist if you want to. So it's an agreement between the hypnotist and the patient that they want to be, and that, and then you can hypnotize them. If you say, oh, you can't hypnotize me, I can't. You control your own mind.
Yeah. And that really is important for everybody to know, that it is not, you are not controlling them. If they don't want to be, they won't be. And that's just, you know,
absolutely,
the way it is, right?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. They are always in control. They hear everything. So if I say something that they don't believe in, their brain will go, nope, not going in. But if it's something that will help them, something they know could be wonderful, then they open up and they let that suggestion go in. And it's very healing. I've worked with stroke victims to rewire their brain. I've had doctors ask for my MP3s because they can't believe. After a stroke, people are so stressed out and have so much anxiety. My stress CD is my biggest seller, actually, and my MP3. And it is about relaxing. It's about breathing. It's about dropping your shoulders and changing your negative message to yourself to positive. And you can get rid of pain, so much pain. You can get rid of what happens. The way I worked with women giving birth, which is probably one of the most painful things you can do, is when you're going to have a contraction or you're going to have pain, you tense up. You know what's coming. You know what's going to hurt. You tense every muscle. And that's the opposite of what you need to do. You need to relax. So if somebody has pain, if they're having a headache, they need to lay down. They need to talk to their mind about relaxing and allowing the blood to flow. You need to work with your body and your mind together. And your body wants to be healed. It wants to be perfect. When you get a cut, your body begins to heal. And then it gets a scab. And then the scab comes off and it's gone. It puts itself into a healthy state all the time. So when you can help it by relaxing, by giving yourself positive suggestions, by picturing the healing happening, that's what hypnosis is. And your body heals. It heals itself. It is amazing. And I'm sorry that it has such a bad vibe to the word, because everyone accepts meditation is great, but the word hypnosis people are afraid of. And it's so powerful. It's so healing. And it's so beneficial that we need to change that mindset of people. It was accepted into the American Medical Association in 1958. They used it in surgery. They used it in dental work. It's been around forever, but people, just because of the movies, got afraid of it.
Right. And I think the idea, too, that it's something of the unknown. In a lot of people, anytime it's unknown, unless you can stand in front of me and really dance up and down and convince me 110,000%, you know, there's always that little fraction of, well, maybe not, you know, and I think that's what a lot of people hold on to. Well, I really think that you, and I really
I
think, you know,
you
really,
their eyes.
I think you gave us a lot to, you gave us a lot to think about on the show. I mean, because that really is important, because a lot of people are afraid of it. And, you know, by you saying what it is and what it isn't, that really does make a big difference, and they should be able to purchase your MP3s on your website. And so you don't really have to be there. They can start with an MP3 and then later on contact you for some private help if they need it, correct?
Absolutely. You can even Skype hypnosis now. There's so much technology. But just to try it, to feel relaxed, to let themselves see what hypnosis is and how good it is, get it. That's cheap. Get an MP3. Listen to it. You can put it on your cell phone. You can put it on your computer. You can listen every day. You put a headset on your phone and go to sleep with it and see the results. And just, you can take it with you if you're going to be on a plane. If you're afraid to fly, you listen to it before you get on. You take it with you. Listen when you're in the air. You'll get through the flight, and you won't believe how easy it was.
Well, you know, Cindy, I think you gave us a lot to think about.
I hope and you felt positive.
Yeah, and I really think that people could start with that, with the MP3s, because it's you know, you're in your own home, you have your own control, you will feel safe, and it's something you could start with. I mean, who doesn't want to lose weight? Who doesn't need to be able to have blocks on money gone away, you know? I mean, those are two of the most obvious ones to start with.
And stress. The stress one is huge. People are dying from stress. Listen to the stress MP3 every day. You'll feel better. You'll be lighter. You'll get rid of your negative messages. You'll realize life is short. Stop wasting it on stress.
That's so important, isn't it? We spend so much money on trying to cover up the symptoms of these things instead of being able to take care of them at the root where they actually started. And I really think that's the focus.
Isn't that
of
true?
Yeah, so much health care anymore,
true.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's easy to get somebody a pill. Say, here, this will make them another pill to fix the side effect of that pill, and then another pill. All you can do is just work with your own mind and help yourself.
Absolutely. Well, Cindy, I know that you needed to go because of the weather, but I'd like to thank you for being with us. Could you give us a little more of your contact information in closing so that they would know how to reach you and how to find out where to purchase the MP3s and if you have anything coming up?
Yes. My website is hypnosisjustworks.com. You can read all about me there, too. My number is on there. It's 888-99-BE-HAPPY. It's a little more letters than you need, but it still works. 999-BE-HAPPY. And my cell phone is 813-546-4060. If you want to talk to me personally, set up an appointment or need a presentation, I do presentations all over. And you can get my MP3s. You can email me at Cindy@hypnosisjustworks.com. My MP3s are $15. That's it. So it's a small investment to make you feel great day after day.
Yeah, and once you purchase it, you download it onto your computer, and you can have it right there. And do they download onto smartphones and iPads?
Yep. I can send it right to your tech. I can text you the link. I'll send it to your email. I can do it however you want. You can put it from your phone onto your computer, however you can use it the best. But I do think putting a headset on, whether it's on your computer or your phone, is the best way, because there's actually echoing and words going on that when you're wearing the headset, it makes you go even deeper, and you pick up even more information than if it's just playing in the room somewhere, you know what I mean?
Right, and you're doing something else.
In your ears.
Yes, because
no,
when you
be relaxed.
When you have a tendency to put a headset on, you're kind of tethered to something. So that kind of will force you to not be doing something else. How many times do we put on MP3s and we go walking around the house doing something else, you know? So you You have to make a conscious effort to be able to be laying down and doing what you're supposed to be doing, exactly what you're saying.
Yes, and you cannot listen while driving a car. You will get very relaxed. So you want to be either in a comfortable chair or a bed. And you don't want any dogs. You don't want any babies. You don't want any sound. That's why usually right before bedtime, after your kids are tucked in, is the easiest time to do it. But there is no, you can do it in the morning, in the evening, any time. But you have to have privacy and time to relax.
Right. Well, absolutely perfect. And I know I've listened to a few of the MP3s myself, so that, you know, I have not done them for the 21 days yet, however. So I will let everyone know after the 21 days. Well, thank you so much for being with us. It was a real pleasure. I think you really gave it, you know, we've gone all around the circle so that other people can say, okay, now I trust it. I'll be okay. I can give it a try.
I hope so. I think it's great. There's no bad side effects like medications. It's only positive things. And I hope everyone just gives it a try and sees how healing it is. And thank you so much for allowing me to be on your program. I appreciate it. And it was my pleasure.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. If anybody would like more information about Cindy, her link is on today's show page, and you'll be able to click right on there and go straight to her website and be able to find out more information about purchasing her MP3s and also how hypnosis works. I know it's really important and it's kind of intriguing, and it really does work, but you do need to make a conscious effort to sit still, pay attention, and do what the hypnosis is asking you to do. So thank you so much for being with us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. It has been a pleasure. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.